B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
5 o'clock. Mike Mussinelli Show. Wrapping up the week. Brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You know, Guided Door and Window would like to acknowledge the health and safety of our community remains at the forefront of our minds. Together, we will all get through this difficult time and come out of it stronger than ever. The NFL announced some tweaks to the draft.
Ian Rappaport did. So, because Roger Goodell is going to be in his home making the picks, EA Sports, because people have been playing the games, they're going to do a virtual walk-up and a virtual hug for all the prospects. So when they name the first pick, since they can't walk up, EA Sports is going to create having that player walk up to the commissioner and then hold up his jersey. That's all going to be done by EA Sports. And then because they're saving some money on this deal, believe it or not, the NFL, each player who gets drafted is getting a $2,500 grant from the league that they can donate to the high school of their choice for their sports program.
Oh, okay.
So those are the two things so far. So because I was wondering how they would present it. Like, would they just cut to the player at their house? But no, they'll do this EA thing and have them do the walk up and hug Roger Goodell versus based on what it would look like in Madden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what they're going to do.
All right.
And then donate. And then
you know, that doesn't do anything for me.
I know, but it's going to be it's on TV, so they got to do something.
Yeah,
it's on TV.
Yeah, they have to.
Like, you couldn't just go with the first pick, and then you just cut to a guy's house where he's sitting there with his mom, and he's all, so that gives those that player time to, like, celebrate a little bit before they, you know, cut to him and ask him questions.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many setups, they haven't talked about how they're going to work out all the setups, because, I mean, at least for the first round, maybe the first two rounds, maybe first three, you're going to need like some sort of Skype connection or something in every single player's house, right?
Yeah.
And then I wonder how many people are going to break the rules. who's going to have a draft party? We're supposed to be social distancing.
That's a really good point. You catch somebody having a party at their house. There's no way that these players are not going to keep their families away. Right. No way. That's not happening. You know what's going to happen.
But
they're going to say screw it. They're going to have their aunt and whatever around, the grandmom, and you know
they really should only have their parents. They're probably living with their parents right now, most likely because they went back. They should be there. Maybe a girlfriend might be staying with them, depending on the house rules. You never know.
Yeah,
but they can't have a house full of people when they cut to you. Not right now, because that's only what, that's less than 3 weeks. We'll still be under the federal guidelines.
You know what, the way I get that they're looking at probably is the wife and the lifetime experience. I'm going to break the rules for this.
Yeah, but no, they
can't.
It
doesn't happen, but
Mike, you're absolutely right. Hope they're smart enough to put them in another room.
They keep them off the screen.
Because I can just imagine a house full of people.
There's no way. I hear you. They'll be, hopefully the agent says be smart enough not to have them on the camera.
But that's tough. The agent may not be able to be there. And then I'm convinced they're going to draft some defensive tackle in the first round, and they're going to cut to the house. Now I'm convinced, because the agent might not be able to be there.
Uh-huh.
Especially because what if they have multiple clients? They can maybe only be with one. They can't be four places.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to look bad.
You
know they're going to do it.
Let's go to Steve in Downingtown. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, I want to get you and Tyrone's opinion on this, maybe trying to go after Cam Newton as a backup.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a backup, first of all, so he wouldn't accept
it. No, I know that.
Saying. He's looking for a starting job or somewhere where he can move into a starting role. He would have no interest in coming to Philadelphia.
Oh, well, I'm glad, because I wouldn't want him here. And I have two movies for you to have.
Why'd you bring it up?
I
thought you were advocating Cam here. You threw me a curveball.
I wanted you to give Tyrone's opinion, because I can't stand the guy.
Why can't you stand him? What's the problem?
I don't like his playing style and what comes with it. I'll put it that way.
What comes with it?
Oh, it's flair, the clothing, the locker room,
you got a problem with Lamar Jackson?
With Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson. You got a problem with him? You got a problem with Skyler Murray? You got a problem with Deshaun Watson, the way they play?
No.
Well, then what's I don't understand.
I just never felt that Cam will win anything ever, no matter where he goes. I'll leave it at that. But I do have two movies for you. I want to get them in. Absolute Power with Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman.
As a heist movie?
Well, he's a jewel thief. He hides in the closet.
Yeah, but it's not a heist movie.
Well, he's stealing jewelry.
That's a part of like what the movie is.
That's what makes it nice. It's a combination of the both.
Yeah, I got to give you a thumbs down on that.
Oh, okay. And Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair is not bad.
Yeah, Rene Russo, Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, not bad.
Yeah, I really like them.
All right, buddy. Let's go Ryan in Lumberton. Ryan, you're a 97.5 Fanatic. Ryan.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Ryan?
Before I get to my main point, I got two movie questions for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, this is a trivia question. You know Verbal Kent from Usual Suspects?
Yes.
What's his real first name?
I used to know this.
He only says it, like, I think once or twice. It's Roger.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Roger Verbal Kent,
okay.
A.K.A., of course, Kaiser Sensei.
Right.
And second, where does Steve Buscemi show up in Pulp Fiction? Do you know?
Steve Buscemi in Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's Buddy Holly.
Yeah, he was originally going to play the part of Jimmy, the part that Tarantino later played.
Yes.
And he couldn't take the part because he had some sort of scheduling conflict, but Tarantino
really
wanted him in the film. So Tarantino had him play Buddy Holly instead.
Yeah, he would have been a better Jimmy. I don't think Tarantino was a good Jimmy. He's not a good actor.
He's not a good actor. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's Mr. Brown in Reservoir Dogs. He's not very good at that either.
Yeah, he always throws himself in there. He's a terrible actor in Django Unchained with a fake Aussie accent.
With the Australian accent. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Anyway, I mean, did that caller who called in last day, he really said that we think that we may go until April with no sports?
Yes, like, he did.
That to me doesn't seem possible. And the reason why is because, you know, I definitely think that we're going to be on a shutdown for quite a long time, a lot longer than anyone anticipated. I do think the NFL season may be canceled. But what they're saying is there's going to be a vaccine by early next year. And I think once the vaccine comes, then COVID-19 should, I mean, as long as everyone does what they're supposed to do and gets their vaccines, go away, and or at least not become anywhere near the problem it is now.
Well, again, that's all speculative. So it's not outlandish to think that we might be there without sports until next April.
Well, okay.
You never know when that vaccine is going to...
I'm basing that off of, you know...
What you're thinking it's going to come on January 1st next year. Like, you know, it might not do that.
Well, all right, that's true. But, I mean, Dr. Fauci has said it should be by early next year that a vaccine is about. That's what I've heard anyway.
I'm just worried about the second wave that is predicted for the fall, which would, you know, set us back.
Well, I mean, and that's why I truly don't think there's going to be an NFL season.
Yeah.
Because there is going to be that second wave. And, you know, how can the NFL do, you know, what everyone else has basically not done, but just play?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yeah, so. You could be right. You know, now we're on these themes of movies of people are like volunteering stuff. Did your heist thing? What would be your top courtroom drama movies?
The top courtroom drama movies. Well, off the top of my head,
the number one for me.
Right off the top is A Few Good Men.
Yes,
like right off the top.
Yes.
Like
A Few Good Men. I would go A Few Good Men.
It goes right
but
to
then
it.
A close second.
For you is what?
The Verdict.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Which was sensational movie.
Is there enough snitching at the end for Goodfellas to count?
No.
Because he goes in there doing a lot of telling.
No.
Hank Hill.
No.
He's doing a lot of telling.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, that court is just one part of that movie. It's got to be like the courtroom drama type of movie. Like, is To Kill a Mockingbird. Would that be at the time? You go way back.
That's a classic.
Drama.
Classic. Yeah, that's
right.
A classic.
And on that same theme, Time to Kill.
Yes.
As a courtroom drama.
Yeah.
And the same theme.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel.
Yeah, and that made McConaughey a household name.
How about this Richard Gere movie with Edward Norton? Primal Fear.
Ooh.
Would that be in there, in the top five?
Those are all good ones, but we're missing, I think we're missing an obvious one.
How about Runaway Jury?
I remember, yeah, Runaway Jury. That's John Cusack?
That's right.
Yeah,
Gene Hackman.
Yeah. See, Gene keeps showing up.
Yes, he does.
Gene's had a nice run.
Yes, he has. Because somebody gave me The Rainmaker. The Rainmaker stinks.
Yeah, I don't remember
that's Matt Damon's first movie.
Yeah, I don't remember
the Christian book.
Yeah, I don't remember that one being great.
Yeah, it wasn't great. All right, let's go Paul in Germantown. Paul, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Paul.
Good afternoon, Donovan Finelli. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, nothing much. I also got to give a shout-out to my mentor, Ty Johnson. I shoot at him all the time on Twitter. That's my guy. The beautiful Miss Natalie Agonoff. Mike, I'm the one that sent you. First of all, I'm the one that talked last week about Doc and Roadhouse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And I'm the one that sent you the tweet about did Donnie Brasco crack your top five? Because I knew your top four, but you know when you hit five, and then
I had Brasco at six.
Five kind of sets the stage for 6 through 10, but sometimes five is hard to get to.
Yeah,
but I got another movie thing for you, Mike, and it's about Donnie Brasco.
Okay,
and like I said with Doc, I think it's a little bit of a violation. Donnie Brasco's wife. How did she truly get an attitude with this guy? She married a federal agent. He's an undercover federal agent. He's going to miss the daughter's first Holy Communion. He's going to miss some.
Yeah, but he couldn't tell her exactly what he was doing for her own protection. So she was in the dark a lot on his disappearance.
But she did, because remember the scene when they were at...
Later in the movie she found out.
But she said, he told her, he said, I'm an undercover agent for the FBI. But she married the FBI agent.
Yeah, but then he slapped her.
Yeah, that was out of pocket.
By the way, I was a big Anne Heche fan back in that day.
Yeah, she's a good
I liked her today.
She's a good looking woman.
Yes.
I love Donnie Brasco, man.
The wife was wrong. My man turned into a wise guy right in front of her eyes.
He did. She said, who comes home and rearranges the cabinets? He's vacuuming all the time. You know, like it was funny, but I was like, you can't get mad at the guy for missing some family things. You know what he do for a living. He's not, you know, he's
she
not
didn't know to that extent until the FBI guys came over and said he's in danger of his life.
Yeah, because she thought he was dead when they opened the door.
Yes.
They was like, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
First of all, that guy that called a few callers ago, he was in on cam. As soon as you wasn't, then all of a sudden he was out.
Well, come on, man. I don't like the random hate, you know? I decided I hate this guy. Why? Well, I like the question. I like to get into something. Why? Why do you feel that way?
You know why. But, see, I'm not a big
fan. Yeah, but then I said, would you feel that way about Deshaun Watson? I tried to test him.
And then he hit you with the humming, the humming, the humming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know how that guy is. But I'm not a big Cam fan because, just like McNabb, Cam and McNabb and other quarterbacks, they didn't work at the craft of being a quarterback. Like they really relied too much on just
that's fair when it comes to him.
And not enough of like playing the position of quarterback. Mike Vick talked about it. He didn't really think about the craft of playing a quarterback until he was sitting in the prison cell. And when he came home, you know, he really wanted to focus on being a quarterback, really getting into the playbook, really working on defensive schemes and everything. He wanted to be.
Yeah, you saw that. You saw that in the documentary, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And actually, well done.
I did send you a tweet that asked you about what was your favorite documentary, because I saw one on Pablo Escobar years back, and I've been trying to find it, and I think I did. And I think it's called Pablo Escobar, Cocaine King.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Always down for a good documentary.
That's a tough question. Best documentary.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all these other courtroom movies. Philadelphia was a courtroom movie.
Yes, very good, obviously.
Old School Al and Justice for All.
Hold on. You move past Philadelphia a little fast.
What?
You know. What about Hanks?
Oh, he was good. That's his best role.
So you respect him in that?
I respect two of his roles. That and Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
He was good in both of them.
No.
I didn't say he was a bad actor. He wasn't as rated as highly as I had other.
Well, he wasn't Hanks in that one. You say Hanks is always Hanks. He was not Hanks in Philadelphia.
No. It was his best performance.
I'm just checking.
It's his best performance as an actor, and then came Saving Private Ryan. I can't complain about those.
All right. I'm just checking.
Yeah,
Natalie and I just have to watch you with the Hanks, especially with him. Mm-hmm. And then turns out his wife is somehow excellent at rapping.
That's
really.
I'll tell you what. Of all the stuff that celebrities have posted throughout this whole like quarantine COVID-19 era, that was singularly the greatest celebrity revelation of this whole time was Rita Wilson rapping,
and that's like one of the hardest songs in the world to rap.
Yeah.
She got every word. That was.
Oh, she was good.
She's amazing.
Incredible. Really? It was unbelievable. doing a difficult song.
Like a lot of the celebrity stuff, I'm like, I don't need this. I'm good, you know, seeing whatever it is that you're doing. But that, I was like, I need this in my life.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, like very good at it. Like, has listened to it a lot. Like, isn't just like jumping on a fad. Didn't expect that. So the Hanks household must play a lot of hip hop. Who the fuck?
Well,
that's how she probably keeps him interested. They say, there you go, the marriage. Your wife has these kind of talents that keep you interested.
Maybe, yeah. They've been together, a Hollywood marriage.
They've
been together 300 years in Hollywood time.
Uh-huh.
So.
How you feel about Presumed Innocent?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
How you feel about Jagged Edge? You go back that far?
No, I don't remember Jagged
Edge. Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close?
No, I didn't
see that. Oh, dude. Very good movie.
No, I didn't see that.
All right, let's go. Bobito in West Philly. What's up, Bobito?
What's good, man? How you doing?
How you?
All right, chilling. We got some Sixers on tonight. We're -6.5. What do you think? You remember the score? I don't remember the score.
No, I don't either. Take the Sixers.
All right, cool. I got two.
Tyrone, did they win by 6.5 in this game? He doesn't know either.
I got two units on us to cover.
All right, good work by you.
The other thing, if any adult is biting their fingernails, I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's disgusting.
Bite and pull and flip. Bite, pull, flip method.
No, I feel disgusting just because I had to clip my own toenails yesterday for the first time in a while. I'm a big pedicure.
Let me ask you a question about the toenail. Do you do it right after a hot shower?
Absolutely.
That's
the only way to do it. Yeah. No other way.
Nice and soft.
You guys were talking about this Tiger King guy.
Uh-huh. Oh, we lost him? The Tiger King snipped him off the line there, apparently. Oh, I wanted to hear that question. AJ, West Philly. What's up, AJ?
Big Mike.
What's going on?
You looking like Sly Stallone with that goatee, cousin.
Yeah, what do you think?
Cobra.
One more week and I think it's gone.
my wife, she likes it too.
Does she like it? All right.
Yeah. Now, I picked up on the conversation. I want to talk about the draft. Uh-huh. I picked up on the conversation of sports that could be played. And look, baseball, half of the stadium is already always empty. And the players are 6 feet away from each other. So even with this thing died down, I think baseball should start running again.
Yeah, but because the stadium's halfway empty, you're still going to get like double-digit thousands together.
No, so nobody can go in a stadium. No fans can go, but the players can play. The camera won't look much different than when I... You know,
what happens to the home plate situation where you got a batter, catcher, umpire?
They just had to take a risk. I was even thinking with hockey.
Wait, no. You can't just take a risk. You got to be the 6-foot rule has to apply. So how do you work that at home plate?
I just had the Verizon man come in my house to fix my jack, okay? I had to take a risk. I need that phone.
Yeah, you can't be taking a risk with dying, bro.
But as far as the draft, I heard what y'all was saying. It was crazy for me to want to take a 4th-round wide receiver because Carson Wentz need weapons. I see a lot more mock drafts with guys smartening up, and at least in the 2nd round, grabbing a linebacker. Did you take a look at the linebackers in this draft, Mike?
Yeah, they're probably going to take a linebacker in a draft.
They need to, because there's some great ones. I like Marcus Bailey, and I like Troy Dye from Oregon. I got my mock draft simulator in my head, Mike. I know every round.
You got the AJ draft simulator?
That's why I wanted to tell you. In the later round,
I want to see your draft. You send me your draft simulator.
I'm going to
email it to me.
The best one.
I want you to email me your draft. All right, and I want to see how close it comes. Your credibility is at stake here, AJ, because you've been bragging about your drafts and acumen for a long time. So I need you to send me the first two rounds, all right?
I'm going to send you all six. I do all six.
Oh, I didn't send me all six. Mike Miss at 975thefanatic.com.
Now, look, for y'all that's on there, go to your mock draft simulator, the first one that come up on your Google. You can simulate the draft and see how it play out. I'm trying to tell you, Mike, the Eagles better knock this one out the park. If I can do it, they need to pay me to stay home just to go ahead and make the picks. And yeah, I'll have us with a
bag. When have you done it? Well, you got some kind of like gold medal for your draft in the past or what?
I remember when I was calling up saying draft Dalvin Cook. Now, when Dalvin Cook led the league in rushing, that would have been our player in the first round.
AJ, were you the first guy to say that? Draft Dalvin Cook? Like, he came out of nowhere, like he was from a foreign country, and you discovered him? Come on.
Everybody didn't draft him in the first round. They went to the second round.
Yeah, but the Eagles were very interested in him. He got drafted ahead of him.
But we should have drafted him with the first round selection.
You can't overdraft. You can't overdraft your guy.
I thought he was about to give you a gem. He gave you a guy that the whole city. Anthony had a whole, his theme for 3 months was draft Dalvin Cook. That was his morning show theme for 3 months.
Yeah, say draft him in the first round. That wasn't feasible. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We have more of your calls. No sound off. So take calls until we get out of here this week on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll numbers. From one Natalie Eganoff, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Get your lawnmower, zero turn, any of your small engine tools up and running again in time for spring with Paul B. Moyer & Sons online parts warehouse. Check out poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's polls, we have two of them. First one has over 1,300 votes on it. Weekly check-in, are you and your significant other still getting along? 80% say yes, 20% say no. And then poll number two has over 800 votes on it. Will football start on time? 41% say yes, 59% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Speaking of spring, we got some chill out there right now. When's it going to get warmer?
It's cold, I know. I'm going to do some stoop sitting.
Tomorrow going to be warm? I get the pitchfork and the hoe all oiled up. I did some garden soil prep work. Stop. I need to get a little warmth out there. I can't be digging and turning
it's gonna
into
be in
my
the,
soil.
It's going to be in the 60s starting on Sunday.
Yeah, all week.
Cloudy, Sunday 62, Monday 64. Sunny 64.
Tuesday, 69.
60, that's good.
67,
Tuesday
62.
Tuesday looks like my target date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get overturned the soil.
Are you planting tomatoes again?
Certainly.
What happened last year with your tomatoes? The year before, they weren't that great.
2 years ago were bad. Last year was decent.
Okay.
Yeah, you never know. I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Are you doing something different with the soil?
Yeah, I'm going to change it up with the soil. I'm going to change the angle of my plantings.
Does that matter? What do you mean?
Well, I got a kind of a sloped backyard.
Okay.
So what happens is the bottom part of my garden that I have boxed gets more water than the top part.
Mm-hmm.
And more water is no good for the root of a tomato. It's root rot.
Okay.
So I'll put the tomatoes way up to the top and then put some vegetables that can take more water, like a pepper, at the bottom.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it's only taken me 10 years to get this smart.
To figure it out. Better late than never.
Yeah, let's go to Dan in Lehigh Valley. Dan, you're on 97.5.
Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Dan?
It's going to be a little bit before you golf, man. You know, wait for the you know, warmer weather and stuff like that.
I can't golf anyway. Everything's closed. It doesn't matter if the warm weather comes. It's almost like a tease.
I hear that. I wanted to talk about sports today, but I just wanted to give you guys a thank you. This entire week, you, Ty, Nat, for everything you guys do. Today, I had to get tested, for, COVID.
Right.
And I was crying for the first 4 hours this morning. I don't know why. I wasn't even positive or anything like that. It was nervous. I was nervous. But you guys have been helping me out.
Well, thanks, Dan. Did you get the results yet, or you're just waiting for the results?
They told me it takes 7 days.
Yeah.
But let me know. I can't, because I already been out of work for a whole week.
Yeah.
And they said I can't go, back to work unless I get the results, which is even more scary. And I know.
You're the angst you're going through, waiting for results. I can imagine what you're going through, man.
So you tie that, and I just miss sports. Oh, man. Just all this stuff, and I appreciate, again, mm-hmm. All I gotta say is I appreciate you guys. You and Ty, just your general opinion. And you guys talk about life. It's not no BS. And I just appreciate it, man.
Well, thanks, Dan. And we're behind you, man. We're thinking of you. And now, did you have some symptoms and then made you get tested?
I got sick on Monday. That's what happened. I went into work Monday, 1 hour late, because I woke up with soreness and weakness. And then I had to leave 3 hours later. One of my guys came, because I work two jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm worried about. And my sister and my mom have been taking care of me. My mom's from the Dominican Republic. She's been helping me out, those remedies and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, hang in there, brother, and thanks for listening and watching.
All week I've been listening.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Let's go, Brian in Allentown. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Brian?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I just want to say something about the NFL. If they do push forward and play it, at least some of the season or part of the season without the crowd, I would think the NFL would probably do what it could to make it more television friendly, tweaking camera angles and such, to as much as they can keep the crowd participation out of it as much as they can.
Like, what would they do?
Show less of the empty seats, different camera angles and such. As I myself like the whole crowd experience and all that, but I would think the NFL would do what they could to make it more television friendly, to keep that aspect of not having the crowd there.
Yeah, no, let's not hear that. But it changed the angle of how it televises a football game is perfect. Yeah. You start changing, then you get too low, you can't tell what's going on. It's like, I don't know if they should care about no fans. I mean, we already know the no fan thing, and there's not going to be any noise. So
you're
going to have to get used to it.
Whether you're there or not, right.
I just am going to have a hard time getting used to it. The product to me includes the fans being there. Otherwise, I don't have that much of a product. That's the way I look at it. But I know other people.
I agree. I think it will take away from it, regardless what they do. Because the crowd being there, it is part of the game.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to put that
all
out
right,
there.
Man.
I think
all
the
right.
NFL will try. And also, heist movie, if I could slip that in.
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
It's kind of an unintentional heist, is the movie called True Romance.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie. It's one of my favorites of all time. It's not a heist movie, though.
They end up with the goods unintentionally, and then they do end up with it.
Yeah, but they don't heist the goods. He discovers them by accident when he goes to get Alabama stuff from Drexel. Now, that's a movie. If you haven't seen True Romance, folks, and you want to go on a roller coaster ride of sorts, that's what you watch this weekend.
Yes,
it'll be a nice thrill ride for you.
Yeah, it's a wild movie. Also, Gandolfini's in it.
Early Gandolfini.
Yeah, early Gandolfini.
Christian Slater, very good in it.
Yeah, that's by far the best performance
Patricia
you ever got
Arquette
out of him.
Looking good.
Yes,
that was, in the movie.
Yep.
As Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Hopper.
Yes, who's always delivered.
With a shot in there. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt.
Yes.
With a little the stoner type of thing. Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
Is in it. Saul Rubinick, that the actor who played the movie producer.
Yeah.
Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, Balky's in it.
Yep. As the weasel. Christopher Penn. Tom Sizemore. Big cast.
That is a big cast.
Very good movie. You'll love it. If you haven't seen True Romance, you'll get it for free on demand. Watch it.
I think probably
free at this point.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Tom in the Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, guys are doing such a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. By the way, True Romance, don't forget Christopher Walken.
Oh, gosh, well, how could I forget Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
The trailer scene, one of the best movie scenes ever.
One of the best movie scenes ever.
Yes.
Okay. Talking about, before I get to my one.
Vincent Cocoria. That's his name.
Hey, my wife and I happen to like the same movie, which is really amazing. And especially from her point of view when I tell you what it is. And we've seen it at least 20 times. And it's Glengarry Glen Ross.
Love it. I actually have it on DVD.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, the dialogue in it is amazing. Yeah, tremendous dialogue.
And a courtroom movie, which is an old-time movie, which might not suit you guys, but it's a true movie, it's a true story, and that is Inherit the Wind.
Yeah, Inherit the Wind is the soap
the
trial.
Yeah, the monkey trial. Yes. Right. And, I mean,
Spencer Tracy, right?
You're right.
Yeah, Spencer that's Tracy, old. That's Frederick way old
March,
school.
Spencer Tracy is Clarence Darrow, and Frederick March is William Jennings Bryan.
Yes.
And then a football point is that I love the fact that there have been no Folesian calls ever since he went for a fourth round pick. Which
How's everyone doing? Yeah, they're laying low. But here's what's going to happen. He's going to get the starting job away from that stiff, and he's probably going to have a decent year, and it's going to rekindle the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have any decent year.
In relation to Mitch Trubisky, he's going to have a decent year.
Okay. If you say so, I still think he's not even worth a fourth rounder.
He's out of mind for me. If he wants to rekindle his career, whatever.
Yeah, go out and play great.
Exactly.
Out there, and didn't play great in Jacksonville. But today, literally, the Bears announced that it's an open competition.
Oh, there you go.
And if that's the case, he's going to win it. But one
he's going to win it because Mitchell Trubisky's sphincter is as tight as a snare drum.
That's right. But, okay, so if he gets the starting job, I want him to play well.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have any tears if somehow Mitchell beat him out. But if he plays, I want him to play well.
I got you.
But if they say, man, this Mitchell guy's stronger arm.
You don't want him to play well.
I do want him to play
you
well.
No, because you'll have to put up with all these Folesians that you hate.
No, because I believe.
You hate Folesians worse than any species on Earth.
More than anything. More than the virus almost. I hate the Folesians. But I think Carson's going to have such a good year. Because I was impressed with what he did with nothing. They're going to give him hopefully something that it won't matter what he's doing. Because my quarterback's going to be playing fine. My Eagles quarterback. So,
yeah.
But I'm saying I'm rooting for Mitchell in training camp, if there is one. And then once the season starts, if Foles wins, I'll root for Foles.
All right. True Romance cast. Trish Arquette, Christian Slater. Gary Oldman was Drexel, of course.
Yeah,
we forget that Gary Oldman was Drexel. Christopher Walken, Brad Pitt, Dennis Hopper, Michael Rapaport, Val Kilmer as the ghost of Elvis.
Yeah, I forgot he was.
That was Val Kilmer as the ghost of Elvis talking to Christian Slater.
I haven't seen that
Gandolfini, Chris Penn, Saul Rubinick, Samuel L. Jackson is in it early on.
Yeah, he's in every
movie. Little drug deal.
Yeah.
Bronson Pinchot, Tom Sizemore, Kevin Corrigan is in it, the guy that stirred the sauce in Goodfellas. He has a small part in it.
I don't remember him at all.
Conchata Farrell, you know who she is if you saw her. Who else is in it? That's about it. That's not a bad cast. We'll take a break. We'll come back. No sounds off, so we have room for your calls, and we'll take it until the end right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's 5:45. Mike Missinelli Show. Just the two of us. Bill Withers.
Yeah.
It's a nice groove.
Yeah, this was a real nice groove. Apparently he wrote the music on this too.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it. Yeah,
nice clear voice though.
Mm-hmm.
Shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind when I think
chorus.
Of you sometime. And I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us. Bill Withers. Classic. All right, let's go back to the phones with Sauce in New Jersey. What's up, Sauce?
Yo, what's up, buddy? I love your show.
Thanks,
love
pal.
Look, I'll try to make this quick. Maybe I can get in a third thing. Mm-hmm. Look, violation, not violation. Fans, I hope you agree with me. Like, say they bring back sports and people are going to flock to it, like you said. Totally understand. But, of course, there's going to be certain idiots that are like, oh, this sucks, blah, blah. But you know what? Do you agree with me that they should be happy that it's a step closer to watching sports?
What is a step closer?
A step closer is, hey, they're able to play even though there's no fans. No fans, but you're able to watch.
I just don't see the need for it without fans. I really don't. I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel. It might be everything you say, but not to me.
Yeah, well, not to me either. I would love that, but at least they're able to play, you know?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
I get the, that's a coin flipper. Okay, real quick, because I know you're getting ready to close down. Another thing was, I don't want to ask you that. I called about a month ago, and I asked Tyrone, because I love when you guys bring up the violations.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Tyrone. I got cut off. I don't know if you guys cut me off, because it might have been a stupid question, but I thought it was kind of cool. Which was a bigger violation, girl in your sneakers, which I want to ask about, or going to Rite Aid to get a cheesesteak? Please don't hang up.
Doing what? Your sneakers?
You glued your sneakers with wood glue, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, the bigger violation is, without a question, getting the cheesesteak.
Okay.
Seriously, there's no excuse for getting the cheesesteak. I would have never done it in a million years.
Yeah, but you tried.
I just wanted to have experience how bad it could be.
Yeah,
so it was almost for the research.
Curiosity.
Was research for the show, basically, because I knew I could turn that into a bit. The sneakers was just it was functional. You know, I could still put them to use. It was a classic design. I didn't feel like tossing them.
And it somehow
not a
worked. Yeah, no, that wasn't
a violation.
I mean, it was a little bit, but not like the cheese thing. You're a man of means.
I still wear the sneakers every now and then.
You do, and it did hold. Which is impressive,
and it's still holding.
It's actually a bit of a commercial for that glue.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
A testament to the glue.
It is.
I had texted Mike one of the days he was out sick, and I was like, "Can you bring your wood glue? Because I couldn't. One of my shoes was I needed to glue it.
You break the heel or something.
In fact, I had those sneakers on the other day. I talked about the three poop dog thing.
Oh yeah.
The third poop, I could not just leave on the lawn. I had to try to kick it into the curb. And I had those sneakers on. And there's just a little gap showing on the right sneaker of the glue. And I got and the poopage got in. So
no!
A little bit. I had to get a little brush and scrub it out when I got home.
Ew.
Yeah, that might have been it for.
That's it for the sneak.
Yeah, that's it. The glue and that.
And the glue and the poo.
I'm good. Glue and poo.
Here's poo glue.
Out of here.
Here's the thing, though, because I wash my sneakers.
Oh, yeah, you put them like in the proper.
I put them in a washing machine with bleach, and they come out dazzling.
Was the glue going to hold up?
I have not tried the wash yet. The glue, Emma began to glue if I put them in the wash.
Yeah,
however,
there's no way.
I don't have any bleach, and I can't find bleach anywhere.
I'll bring it in on Monday.
You got some bleach?
I got tons of bleach.
You do?
Yeah, I've been had a lot. I was prepared. I had mad whites.
I just need it for my club, my whites. That's all I need to bleach. Why don't I need bleach?
I got extra bleach.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why I left the gift
I'm
for
covered.
You. I also left the gift for you at your seat before I got for you. Got
thank you. You brought the toilet paper for me?
Yeah.
Two rolls of toilet paper?
Yeah.
That'll go a long way for me.
I know. So he's by himself. I can grab these real quick. Boom.
In fact, I'm only eating twice a day. That could last me to December.
There you go.
That's two rolls.
Nah, because I don't want you to have to go out exposed.
There you go.
That keeps you in.
Thank you. Tommy in Quakertown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy.
Hi, Mike. This is Tommy. First time caller, long time listener.
What's
you
up,
guys
Tommy?
Are doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm really liking the tribute with the heist movies. Mm-hmm. I got one for you. It's a year before The Sting, which was my favorite movie, which you said it was yours, 1972.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Steve McQueen and Ellie McGraw.
The Getaway?
Not a big heist movie.
The Getaway?
The Getaway is correct. You got it.
Yeah. Ellie McGraw looked good.
I thought that
back then, Ellie McGraw looked good.
Yes, she did. And I just thought Natalie might enjoy that movie.
They were sweethearts. Steve McQueen and Ellie McGraw. Sweethearts.
Yes. And the other
no, I forgot Dog Day Afternoon is a heist movie.
That was a good movie, too. Yes,
yeah.
You're right. All around the same age, or same year, early 70s. I just got a question for you, trivia about Clint Eastwood.
Yes, sir.
With the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the only movie that I remember that he ever gets whacked on?
Clint Eastwood gets whacked?
Yes.
Was it a Western?
No.
It was not a Western? Is this one of his early ones?
No.
It was not. I can't. What is it?
Gran Torino.
That bypassed me. He passed away. I'm thinking he'd get killed.
But no, he got shot.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's right. He did get shot by the gang.
He was grabbing a pack of cigarettes.
The Asian. He was committing suicide, basically.
Yeah,
I
think you were right.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Yeah, he knew it was at the end. I forgot all about that. It was too recent. I was thinking, like, way back.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, Gran Torino.
I'm thinking back to the outlaw Josie Wells.
That's where my mind was going.
Yeah.
Mike in Creekside, last call. Guy, Mike, give about 30 seconds.
All right, J.J. Kimball, Penn State.
J.J. who?
Kimball from Penn State.
J.J. Kimball?
I think that's his name, the receiver from Penn State.
You talking about K.J. Hamler?
Hamler, I don't know.
That's K.J. Come on, Mike. J.J. Himmler, come on.
K.J. Kimbler.
AJ Hamler.
AJ Hamler.
Yeah.
I think that's who the Eagles are, because I heard his name come up on one of the shows, and he's supposed to be running about a.
Yeah, he's a second round pick.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a safe pick. I like to see him.
Yo, they got to do better than that in the first round. They can't not take it. They're not going to get Hamler.
Well, he's supposed to said that he would have been a first round if he didn't.
He's not as highly rated as the five guys that are ahead of him in a draft.
Well, if he didn't have a bad ankle.
He's a small guy. That's not going to be their guy. All right, everybody, have a great, a safe weekend. Stay tuned. Devon Gibbons will take you from this point on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly, NBA 2K. Sixers, Wizards, and then 2018 playoff game, Sixers, Heat, Game 1. Great series. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.